Thanks for joining us as we continue our study through Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes is a book of wisdom literature, and often kind of slides into the side of philosophy. So we want to talk about a philosophical belief today called existentialism. Existentialism believes that every person is responsible for creating his or her own meaning. So God's not in the picture. If an existentialist believes in a higher power, that God is neither transcendent or relevant in that person's life. Those that hold to this philosophy individually strive to find some type of satisfaction. That's what Solomon tried to do in his life under the sun. Check out where existentialism shows up in the book of Ecclesiastes. Solomon says, "I said in my heart, I will test you with pleasure." He's trying to create his own meaning. Chapter 2, verse 3, "I search with my heart how to cheer my body with wine." In chapter 2, verse 4, "I made great works. I built houses." In chapter 2, verse 7, "I had also great possessions." In chapter 2, verse 8, "I got singers, both men and women." In chapter 2, verse 10, "I kept my heart from no pleasure." The existentialist identifies with someone or something they believe will bring meaning. So an artist identifies with his creative impressions. A person identifies with his work. An athlete identifies with the sport. But then here's what happened. This always happens in life. Tragedy hits the artist. The workaholic, the person identified with work, is fired or retires. The athlete is injured, ending a career. And each results in an existential crisis. Who am I when what I identified with is gone? Well, that's what happened to Solomon. As we read those verses, nothing that he tried delivered meaning. He concluded everything was vanity, like chasing after the wind. Nothing to be gained under the sun. Solomon's existential crisis led him to conclude that life under the sun doesn't make sense. One thing changes everything. And that one thing is a relationship with Jesus. Solomon explains that the existence of man should be defined by honoring, loving, respecting, and obeying God. That's where we find our true identity, our spiritual identity. And that spiritual identity cannot be lost since it comes from Jesus. In Christ, we are significant. We're not defined by what we do. In Christ, we are secure. Nothing can separate us from His love. In Christ, we are accepted. We are adopted into an eternal family. In Christ, we are forgiven. Our sin and our guilt are placed on Jesus. In Christ, we are empowered. The Holy Spirit gives us all we need to live a life pleasing to God. So, Father, help me identify with You alone. When I identify with the stuff of the world, it's going to go away. Keep me from trying to find satisfaction in temporal things and fleeting experiences. Move me from a focus of who I am to the satisfaction of whose I am. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining us today on the journey. If you have any questions or we can pray for you, go to ronmoore.org and we'd love to continue this biblical conversation.